You know, when we talk about cybersecurity and crypto, we often fixate on firewalls and encryption. But the hard truth is, human error remains the absolute weakest link in any digital defense. It's such a relatable reality, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's exactly why Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, has taken such a deliberate, human-centric approach. They've rolled out a rigorous security protocol built around monthly phishing simulation drills for every single employee.
That's a fascinating pivot. It really marks a fundamental shift, moving away from just relying on reactive tech and toward proactive, continuous employee training. It feels like a much more sustainable way to build resilience.
It certainly is. We have to remember that social engineering attacks have evolved dramatically. They're no longer crude scams, they're highly sophisticated campaigns that closely mimic legitimate internal communications.
And in the crypto sector, where exchanges are managing billions in user assets, that's incredibly high stakes. Employees in customer support, compliance, and operations are practically sitting ducks for these attacks.
Precisely. A single compromised account can trigger massive financial losses and severe reputational damage almost overnight. That's why Binance's internal security team now sends out simulated phishing emails monthly across all departments.
I imagine those aren't your average test emails. What do they actually look like?
They replicate real-world tactics with surgical precision. We're talking fake password resets, spoofed vendor invoices, and fraudulent policy updates that are nearly impossible to spot at a glance.
Wow. And how do they track the results? Are they just counting clicks?
The system meticulously tracks everything, who opens the emails, who clicks the links, and who actually attempts to submit their credentials. But rather than treating failures as simple mistakes, they use this data diagnostically to identify security blind spots and tailor future training.
That's so smart. It turns a potentially scary drill into a real learning opportunity. What happens if someone does fall for it?
They're immediately flagged for mandatory, intensive retraining. The focus isn't on punishment, it's on building muscle memory. They drill into spotting red flags like mismatched sender addresses, artificial urgency, grammatical inconsistencies, and suspicious URL structures.
I love that emphasis on building instinct. But I imagine there are consequences if someone keeps missing the mark, right?
Accountability is strict. Repeat offenders who continue to fail after comprehensive training face potential termination. It's a zero-tolerance stance, and honestly, it reflects the industry's reality that preventable oversights can compromise user funds and trigger serious regulatory action.
It's a tough but necessary standard. In a way, Binance's approach is setting a whole new benchmark for the fintech and cryptocurrency sectors. It really shows that security isn't just an IT problem, it's a people problem.
Exactly. By treating employee awareness as a core operational priority, the exchange is actively building a resilient security culture from the ground up.
And doing it monthly is such a clever touch. It prevents security fatigue, keeps threats top of mind, and transforms cybersecurity from a boring compliance checkbox into an ingrained professional habit.
It also does something crucial for public perception. This proactive strategy reinforces trust with millions of users, directly countering the narrative that crypto platforms operate in a security vacuum.
That's the critical takeaway, isn't it? Technology alone simply cannot stop every attack. The strongest defense against social engineering is an informed, vigilant, and accountable workforce.
Couldn't agree more. As regulatory frameworks tighten and user expectations rise, exchanges that integrate continuous human training with technological safeguards will emerge as the most trustworthy platforms in the space.
So Binance's monthly simulation model isn't just good for them. It's a practical blueprint for how all financial institutions must evolve to protect themselves and their users in the digital age.
Precisely. It's a reminder that in crypto, your people are your first and best line of defense.